And we're going to take it back. Hello and welcome to Margaritas with Margarita. It's Friday night, close of business, end of the work week, and here we are having our wonderful 15 minutes of financial tips with this fantastic financial planner based out of DC. So I have to tell you that Margarita and I are trying to prop up, and we couldn't find margarita glasses. It's off season and neither of us have them. Neither of us really drink margaritas, but we're using it as a great metaphor. So my dear friend Lisa Simon in DC sent us these two wonderful glasses. She's like, Valentine's Day, I need to give you a gift. These are sitting in my kitchen cabinet. So here we have, so I've got one for me, one for Rita. We're drinking our signature Fizz Club Soda. So we are going to announce tonight's show, which is talking about a difficult topic, but one that's important, right? Divorce. So Rita and I started talking about what we could do to share financial planning information with women who are going through divorce. I'm also working on a book called Why Divorce? Five Reasons to Leave, something that I'm going to share glasses with you, something that I began working on several years ago, and it's a website, whydivorce.us, and Rita is going to be penning a book about financial planning and divorce as the months and years go by that we're working together. So tonight, I'm going to turn this over to Rita, and we're going to talk about this topic. First, let's say that Rita, of course, is a certified financial planner, and she has done coursework to become a certified financial divorce analyst, and that's coming this year. So Rita, I'm going to throw it over to you. Talk to us a little bit about women and divorce.
So sure. Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I think the important thing is that when women go through a divorce, they divorce from their spouse, not just financially, but emotionally and legally. So it's all three. So what I think is important is women in particular need their support system. And this is exactly what I've told my clients. Your legal counsel is so important, but you don't want to cry on his, her, or their shoulder. That's why you have a therapist or a counselor, and your counselor is so empathetic and qualified, but you probably should not be asking him, her, or them for advice about the legal matters. And then your financial planner is not necessarily to comment on your divorce decree, but really help you understand where you are today and where and take the qualitative information and quantitative information and help you plan so that you cannot just survive, but really thrive.
Right. And that's really mission critical, right? So on your website, we have a whole section at margaritacheng.com about women and divorce. And one of the articles that you've written for, big national publications, I think this one ran in the New York Times, perhaps, about the reason that women don't go to a financial planner during divorce. Statistics show that there's a ridiculous percentage of women that just don't look for that kind of assistance. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure, the numbers are quite low. And I think a lot of it has to do with awareness. And people in the legal community are also recognizing that they can collaborate with financial planners. Together, we do a really good job. So here's what I mean. I can quantify that further. No one plans to get divorced, or maybe you do. But what I mean is when you walk down the aisle, you don't think that that's going to happen to you. But the reality is that it does. And it's so important that people understand where they are today, meaning assets, liabilities, income, expenses, and what they need to do and how they can and should prepare.
Right. Absolutely. And so financial advisors can also help uncover critical financial assets that may not be on your radar as a woman, right? So talk a little bit about some of these things, some of these hidden assets, hidden gems to watch out for.
So this is somewhat a pun. It is a hidden asset. And these are hidden gems. So for example, your engagement ring. I'm sure it's beautiful and you love it. believe it or not, that is not a marital asset. That is yours. You can keep that. But if you're like, you know what, I don't want it. It's sitting in my drawer doing nothing. You can do something with it. Maybe you can sell it and start a business or put money in your retirement plan or use it for your kid, whatever the case might be. You are empowered to make the right decision for you and your situation. So jewelry. Another thing is employee benefits, pensions. Like these are all, this is why it's so important. Now, it could be a situation where you don't know what you don't know, but you don't know what you don't know if you don't ask.
Right, absolutely. And that makes perfect sense. Talk a little bit about those hidden gems though, like the marital home.
Sure. So this is exactly how a financial planner can work with your legal team. So perhaps you do want to keep the family home. And if that's the case, it's important for you to understand how that affects your cash flow, your taxes, your retirement, your other goals. Or maybe after looking at the numbers, you're like, you know what? I like this house, but you know, if I keep the house, it may mean that I have to go back to work full time and I'm really comfortable only working 20, 30 hours a week. So financial planning, conjunction with your legal expert, so financial planning advice, as well as legal advice can help you determine, you know, how you will be able to not just survive, but thrive.
Right.
And I don't want that. So sure, I didn't mean to cut you off. I don't want people to just get through the divorce. Oh my God, when this is over, it'll be better. I want people to come out knowing that it is a new beginning and that that they can be able to do new things and not have to worry about just surviving. Oh, I think that's critical.
Yeah, it's really critical. In fact, I'm going to read off some of the financial goals that statistically women report that they have for their future. 66% hope to pay off debt. 41% want to save for a comfortable retirement. 38% want to have an emergency fund, and 27% aspire to purchase a new home for themselves. So it's clear when women who divorce have financial goals, but they often don't have a clear path to achieve them. So give us some advice on what we can do to create that path.
So I think the first thing to do is not to be scared and not to be afraid to ask for help. And in the beginning, you asked me, you know, gosh, the numbers are shocking low. Why is that? I think that lack of awareness. I'd also say fear is holding people back. Fear of, you know, not knowing the answers, fear of judgment. So I think if you are a woman who's going through a divorce, you know, and perhaps you don't want to share the particulars of your numbers, you know, talk to people who, you know, have gone through a divorce that in your mind are like your role models and you think that they are thriving post-divorce, and ask them, you know, what they've done. Because the one thing I can tell you is women do really like to help women. And, you know, I've been a planner since 99. And one of my clients, she's been a client since 2006. And she got divorced. And I'm here to tell you, she did get remarried. And you know, she never thought that she would be able to get through the divorce, but she did. And when she got engaged, I have to say, I was the first person she told. She did want to tell her daughter, and first of all, disclosure, but her daughter was attending university in class. And so that's what I mean. That was 2006. It's 2021. She did get remarried in 2019. And she told me about her engagement. I was the first person to know. And it meant so much to me. So that is a success story, if you will.
No, absolutely. And it's, you know, that life goes on, right? And it's just about taking care of yourself. So that statistic is actually that 5% of women consult a financial planner. So we're really here to encourage women to take care of their financial futures, flex that financial muscle that you have been talking about, that we're going to be writing about in your Diary of a CFP Pro book. And so what are some parting thoughts? What is the first step that you think a woman should take if she's in the process of getting divorced or thinking about it?
So I'd say the first step is to do, just like with any situation, is do inventory. Don't be scared. Write what you know, meaning your assets, your liabilities, your expenses right now. And then do your best to write you know, what you think your expenses will be in the future. And if you don't know, that is okay. Do your best. And the next thing, it's not meant to be so self-serving, you know, hire me, but definitely take the time to get help. I think it could be really helpful just to have conversations. You don't need to hire someone the first time you talk to them. You know, make sure it's a good fit. Because there could be some people that are just thinking about how much you're going to get post-divorce and how you should invest it. And of course, you do need to invest your money, but that should not be the starting point. So yeah, start and, you know, break it down. And it is overwhelming, but don't let yourself get overwhelmed. I always want to acknowledge it is overwhelming, but there are people there to help you so that you don't feel overwhelmed.
And that's amazing. And you know, these are the conversations this morning on Voices for Change. We had an episode with a survivor of a brutal shooting by her husband. And she was talking about, you know, what women need to do to come together and support each other so that we don't feel like we're alone. And this, you know, divorce is hopefully, fortunately, not as devastating as Lisette Johnson's experience that we talked about. But it is something that women really need support with. That is the whole basis of my Why Divorce book, to help women know that they're not alone. It's a series of case studies, and it's remarkable the advice that you're sharing. So I really appreciate it, Rita. And I'm excited to be doing Margaritas with Margarita. And thank you to Lisa Simon, who shared our fizzy water margarita glasses. So here's to that. Any parting thoughts for this weekend, Rita?
I mean, just make sure you take care of yourself. It's not selfish, but my daughter will say this, you're sipping your sippy water, your sparkling water. You can't pour from an empty cup.
That's beautiful. All right. Cheers to that. And we will talk to you next Friday for another episode of Margaritas with Margarita. Thank you, Margarita Chang. Be sure to check out everything she just shared. It's on the homepage of her website, RitaChangCFP.com. Also available at MargaritaChang.com. So we'll see you soon. Have a great weekend.